Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus is joining us right now. Dunny, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Andy. How are you doing up there in the land?
I'm doing great, my man. Hopefully that the land will be able to host at least one more basketball game of significance a little bit later on this week, my friend. But let's talk about some more significance as far as hoops are concerned. The news came down early last week. Thad Matta out. And then the question throughout most of last week was who would be in to replace him. Ohio State, of course, had their presser earlier today to introduce their new head coach and Chris Holtmann. What can you tell us about him, and what can you tell us about the atmosphere at the presser earlier today?
Well, the atmosphere, I mean, this is only the 14th head coach in Ohio State history for the men's basketball program. Thad Matta was there for 13 years. So the presser was the press conference was kind of mixed emotions, happy to see a new guy come in, very enthusiastic. But also sad to see that, Thad Matta is no longer the head coach over at Ohio State. Talking with Chris Holtmann a little bit after the press conference, he's very much a very aggressive coach when it comes to his style of play. Loves to attack the basketball, both on offense and defense. I think it's going to be a different way of basketball that Ohio State fans will be seeing starting this season.
Well, let's take a look at that entire process, Dunny, if we can, because I think when the news first came down, I know I was thinking, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe the news broke a week ago today on June 5th. Is that right?
Yes, a week ago today, we got an email at noon saying that there would be a press conference with Gene Smith, the Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletic Director at Ohio State, and Thad Matta at 2 o'clock. So we had 2 hours to prepare, but we didn't know what the press conference was about. You can make assumptions, but we did not know what it was about.
To stay with that, though, for just a second, I mean, I hear June 5th, and I think that's a really strange time to make a head coaching move. And I think everybody that's surrounding this thing is immediately thinking, okay, he's going to stay on for another year, and then maybe he's out at the end of the year. But the fact that he stepped away at the beginning of June really got me to thinking, it seems like there's something going on here. So I think you guys are probably thinking the same thing, weren't you? I mean, if he's stepping aside, there's something interesting going on here.
Well, I mean, what makes it more interesting is that at the end of last season, when Ohio State was basketball and done for this season, Gene Smith gave Thad Matta a vote of confidence. That, hey, this is my guy. And so what changed in the matter of a few months where with Thad is now out at Ohio State? And I think you have to look at the situation with Jaquan Lyle and him leaving the team, and that was kind of hushed a little bit. And then you have a player, and his name escapes me right now, a recruit that was committed to Ohio State and then left. And he said a big reason was they didn't even make a tournament. They didn't make the NCAA tournament. They didn't make the NIT. So I think that made Gene Smith double think it. And he also brought up in the press conference both last Monday and today that, and he had a meeting with Thad Matta on Friday, a week ago Friday. And they talked about recruiting, and in the course of that meeting, Gene Smith said, I just thought it was that time to go in a new direction with the leadership of the program. And he said Thad Matta agreed, and Thad said he agreed. So this came to a very much everybody's surprise, so much so that Ohio State had a basketball recruit in town on Monday at the Schottenstein Center when all this went down.
Well, that was my next question for you, man. How shocked were you when you guys were at the presser and they make the announcement, hey, on June 5th, we're going to go ahead and make a coaching change? I mean, I heard that and I thought, wow. Because, I mean, you know how this works. I mean, recruiting never stops. But obviously, right. You get to the beginning of June, that just seems like a really odd time because a lot of the other coaching decisions have already been made, so you're not exactly sure what's going to be left as far as, the best options available go.
Absolutely. You have a lot of options that are gone. You automatically think NBA head coach because the NBA is just getting done with their season. You're not automatically thinking NCAA college coach, but you're also thinking, a lot of the recruits, almost every recruit is already committed to where they're going for the 2018 class, essentially. So what happens there? June is a dead period when it comes to recruiting, so coaches cannot have contact with recruits. But July is huge in the circles of AAU basketball and coaches going out and seeing players then. So Gene Smith said on Monday he wanted to have somebody in place by Friday, and somehow, some way, he met his deadline. And recruiting was a big factor in that.
How many names did you guys hear all throughout the course of last week? I mean, I know that had to be pretty interesting. I had heard a ton of names, but, I mean, obviously we're not as close to the scene as you are down there. But how many names, and what were some of the more intriguing names that you guys heard about down there?
Well, you're going to hear, you know, your normal names when it comes to any coaching vacancies, and you're going to have your out-there names. Brad Stevens was a name that people threw around instantly. Brad Stevens was not leaving the Boston Celtics to come coach at Ohio State. I didn't really think that was a real thing. You heard Chris Mack down at Xavier. You heard Mick Cronin at Cincinnati. Those two were viable. You heard Holtman's name. You heard Fred Hoiberg's name came up midway through the search. Greg McDermott, Greg Marshall over at Wichita State, McDermott over at Creighton. You heard Billy Donovan from Oklahoma City. So there were a bunch of names circulated within it, Holtman being one of them who they eventually went with today. But you never really got a full sense that who they were serious about. They kind of kept it hush earlier in the process.
We're talking with Sean Dunnigan of WBNS-TV in Columbus about the new head coach and the entire process that went along with it at Ohio State. And a brand-new basketball coach, in case you did not hear it, it was made official earlier today in a press conference down in Columbus. Chris Holtman now at the helm of Ohio State men's basketball. Let's talk about the brand-new head coach. We've talked a lot about the process and the other names that were thrown out there. When you heard his name, did that name shock you guys at all?
Not really. Butler and Ohio State are kind of mixed. You know, Thad Matta coached at Butler, and then a lot of coaches underneath Thad Matta coached at Butler, Brad Stevens and Sean Miller. You know, so you look at Butler, and that's a program that can launch a head coach to the next level. So that really wasn't a big surprise anywhere, you know, especially when it comes to Ohio State and Holtman. Holtman kind of put out there that he really wasn't interested in leaving unless it was a program like in Ohio State, that if he could land here.
And I think it's interesting when you take a look at his entire body of work. You know, he was the guy that took over for Brad Stevens. And Butler, I wouldn't say that they're a perennial powerhouse, but they're perennially a very good team year in and year out. And, I mean, I know you and I go back to those days in the early 2000s when Bowling Green would play Butler, and those were considered to be two bracket-buster teams, if you can remember back that far at the time. But now Butler doesn't belong in that conversation. They're a totally different animal.
Well, Butler doesn't belong as much because they're in the Big East now.
Right.
Yeah, so Butler definitely is no longer a bracket-buster. They went to the national championship game back in, I believe, 2010 and lost to the Duke Blue Devils. And they almost won it on the last second shot. So, you know, Butler has had a lot of success specifically under Holtman. They made the NCAA tournament the last 3 years. They went to the Sweet 16 last season, and they beat a unbelievable powerhouse that was Villanova twice last year. So it's not like Chris Holtman is not used to competition. He saw it every day in the Big East, and especially Butler's non-conference schedule.
And to add to that, too, Donnie, I mean, I think being in this state, we don't really often see or totally appreciate just how good the basketball product is at the high school level especially, but most definitely because we get the chance to see it a little more frequently at the college level in the entire state of Indiana. Basketball is life there. And, I mean, I don't think we see it enough in Ohio because
Absolutely.
Indiana has great, great basketball talent. Now, having said that, you know, he was coaching at Butler, which is on the outskirts of Indianapolis. So, I mean, he was right there in the middle of the hotbed. Now, clearly, Ohio State is a little bit of a different animal. Talk about how his challenges are going to change, because they will certainly change, but I don't know that people who aren't around Butler enough totally get just how big and just how prestigious that program was in one of the better basketball states in America.
You know, I think he will change a little bit just in the fact of it's a bigger school. He'll have a lot more resources at his for him to use, you know, when it comes to recruiting, when it comes to coaching, watching film, facilities. You know, he's moving into the Shot and Scene Center, a huge facility with his own practice gym. I believe Butler, I don't know this for sure, but I believe they practice at the Hinkle Fieldhouse where they play their basketball games. So just in that sense, when it comes to recruiting, he can show off a lot more to these recruits. You know, Ohio will be very big in the next few years when it comes to high school recruits, and I'm just talking about Central Ohio. You have Jeremiah Francis, a point guard in 2019. You have Jerome Hunter, a shooting guard for the 2018 class that both play down in Pickerington. You got a couple kids up in Westerville. You know, he had a kid committed to Butler from Maslin Jackson. Right now his name escapes me. But he has a kid committed from Maslin Jackson to go to Butler. I wouldn't be surprised if he's trying to change his mind to get him to come to Ohio State and play in Ohio.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm assuming that's one of the many reasons why they decided to pull the trigger, because they figured they really needed to step their game up, especially when it came to recruiting. Now, having said that, we can bring this conversation full circle back to Coach Thad Matta. How long do you think this really had kind of been in the works? You alluded to it earlier, Dunny, about how they didn't make any tournament this year. But if you look at what he had done, I mean, I think it says something about how he was the winningest coach in the history of that program. They had 20-plus win seasons for all but 1 year under his tenure. But how long do you think?
Final.
How long do you think they had been upset about him?
Maybe the last 2 years. Again, not making the NCAA tournament is a big thing, especially when you don't make any tournament at all. Two seasons ago, they made the NIT, and they made a small run. They got to the Sweet 16, I believe, of the NIT when they hosted Florida and lost to the Gators. But last year, not making any tournament, you lose to Rutgers in the Big Ten tournament in the first round. That hurts. That hurts your pride. That hurts the school's pride. And that might have opened up a lot of eyes saying, maybe it is time. Now, whether they were thinking that time was today or this week, this month, or next season, after next season, that's to be determined. My guess was it was next season, but that conversation he had with Gene Smith a couple weeks ago on that Friday changed a lot of things for his future and the future of Ohio State basketball.
Well, there will be a lot of changes coming for Ohio State basketball. It should
Absolutely.
Be a lot. I mean, it should be a lot of fun for us to follow it. Of course, you can catch some Ohio State basketball here on AM 930 WEOL. I mean, college basketball season feels like it's a year and a half away, but I know just like anything else, man, it'll be here before we know it. Dunny, always appreciate the time, my friend. Love having you on. This is your Bullseye on the Afternoon debut, right?
It is my Bullseye on the Afternoon debut. Hope to have many more appearances with Andy the Legend, the Bull Bart. You're nothing but a legend in my eyes, sir.
No way, man. Come on now. You know that doesn't fly on this show. Donnie, thanks for your time, my friend. We'll have you on again soon for sure.
Thanks a lot, Andy. Have a good one.